All right, Tumasi. Good morning. Shalom aleichem. All right, so let's begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Lamed, and we have different editions, but paragraph Kuf Ayin Gimel 173. All right, so remember again, we started the section of Kirbas Hashem, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how one accomplishes that. So if you're looking Kuf Ayin Gimel, he says, La'achar Shezacha Adam, page Kuf Lamed. La'achar Shezacha Ha'adam U'machshavto Kavua B'kach She'Hashem Nitzbarach Nitzav Le'adam Chalis. Remember again, what we were speaking about, both sections in it.
Page Kuflamet should be, no?
Yeah, but I think there's actually two Kuflamets.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because it's whatever, two sections in one. So remember, we discussed the last couple of Shi'urim, the idea that a person is supposed to reach a level where they feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by their side at all times. Shehashem Yisbarach Nitzav Liyado B'choli. So after a person has reached that level where they feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by their side at all times, Ata Omedes Lefanav Avodas Ne'etzala Ma'od. Now there's a second avoda, a second task. V'inyanav is actually really quite beautiful. Lo Lachios Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechinas Hu Ne'elam Ela Bechinas Ata. Is actually quite beautiful. There are two different ways in which we could relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could relate to God as Hu or Ata. Hu means Him, or Ata means you. Right? So remember again, what's the difference between Him and you? So Him is some meaning I'm speaking about someone, versus you, I'm speaking to someone. It's actually quite profound. So there are two different conceptions that a person could have about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person could speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a person could speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, for me, the practical difference between those two things is dramatically different. Is God something that is separate and distinct from me, or which I speak about some higher power which I believe governs all the things we learn, but it's something separate and distinct from me? Or is God someone who I speak to? So do I relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a who, as a him, or as an ata, as a you? Nochach kilomar, af sha'adam ma'amin sha'HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs something else. It's very important, because remember, a person could believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by his side at all times, but lav dafka that he feels the ability to speak to Hashem. Meaning, I could believe that God is by my side, God choreographs and orchestrates all that's going to happen, nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe in all of that. But do I believe that I have a personal dialogical connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That I believe that my relationship with God is a me and you? Or is my relationship with a God a me and him? So he says, even after a person establishes for themselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always by my side, the next step, mikol makom, hu tofes es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzura shehu. This is so incredibly important. Sometimes you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a he. Right? Who in Hebrew means he in English. Right? As a he. Right? As a he. Bitsura ne'alemes, who he says, when I speak about God as a he or as an it, what I'm really referring to God is, and this is going to be such a profound idea, as like some type of ambiguous, amorphous, divine entity. Which the truth is, that's what God is, some type of ambiguous, amorphous God entity. But sometimes when I speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a who, I speak about him as something as separate and distinct from me. Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Because that's remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that a person cannot see me and live. Ve'ein lo shom nivra hasagabo. And no living creature could truly understand God. U'lekach HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitvas eitzel b'nei adam kine'elam kihu. Therefore, again, by many of us, the Ribono Shel Olam remains in this who status. I speak about him, but I'm not speaking to him. I could relate to him, but I don't relate with him. So that's right. And again, and I want to point out, a person could accomplish all the different things we learned up until now, right? About feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right by my side. God orchestrates everything. Everything is from God. I don't get angry because I recognize. Also, I could believe in all of that, but I could still have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a who. He's someone who's in my life, always a present fixture in my life, but I don't know him. I don't really know him. I don't understand him. He's still shrouded in some level of mystery to me. He says, Ulam, get ready for this line, because this is exceptionally profound. He says, Ulam, kvar amra basinu zal, get ready. Shenalam hu misichlam, v'nigle hu belibosam. I don't know where this phrase is from, I'm going to have to look into it. But listen to how beautiful this is. God is something, God is someone, Shene'alam hu misichlam. He is hidden from our intellect, but very revealed to our heart. What a beautiful idea. You know, sometimes I can't understand something, but I know something. So I can't understand the Ribono Shel Olam, but I know him. And I know him intimately, and I know him closely, and I have a connection. You know where you see this a lot. I mean, unfortunately, you see, it's a dying breed, but you see this, you know, when you ever meet European Jews. Right? European Jews were very much, we saw this before, like this, emunah pshuta, just a simple faith. There was nothing really complicated. They didn't know, you know, multiple layers of understanding of this, and intellectual this, and it was very, very non-intellectual. In fact, again, a very intellectually, almost like elementary Judaism. But yet, again, on the heart level, right? On a feeling level, on a hergish level, such a feeling of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, Kilomar, Shaba Asagas HaSeich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ne'ala Mikol HaNevram. When it comes to intellect, God is hidden and obscured from all of his creations. V'lo Yasigehu Ra'ayon Sichli Klal. And the truth is, we'll never understand the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol makom, galui hu belivos bnei Yisrael. We'll say, this is the incredible thing about Ruchnius. And this is the best part of spirituality. I don't have to understand it to feel it. And again, this is the kind of thing where you only know what this means when you experience it. Right? We've all had those moments where you feel connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and yet again, I can't explain rationally why I'm feeling like this. I can't explain rationally what it is that's happening. All I know is that I feel connected. All I know is that I feel embedded with the Ribono Shel Mikol Makom Galui Hu Belivos. So there are things that the intellect can't understand, which is very important. This is not our topic, but you should just know. That's why it's a very important yisod. You're never going to reach God with your intellect. You only reach God with your heart. Your intellect could get you to a certain level, right? Your intellect could advance you. That's why, you know, they have all these books out. I know these seminars about proving the existence of God. I really feel like this. I haven't been to, obviously, all these seminars, read all these books. I'm not convinced that anyone could present any type of ironclad, absolutely, you know, impenetrable proof about the existence of God. I don't think so. Because it's emunah, meaning you have to believe it, meaning your intellect, because remember, all of that appeals to the intellect. The intellect will only get you so far. If you want a true devekis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a true connection, sometimes I have to check the intellect, and I have to allow the heart to be the dominant part of who I am. Sometimes it's that seat of emotion, those feelings, that hergish, that's what connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, Sur levavi vechalki Hashem, ubelibo ha'adam, yachalachosh hasakadosh baruch hu mamish kinochach davka. You see, with my intellect, this is very interesting. If I just go with my intellect, very often, my conception of God is going to be who, and not ata. It's going to be him, and not you. But with my heart, I'm able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish literally, like he's right opposite me. Literally like he's right next to me. So Nabosai, this is the true avoda of man in this world. What is our goal? Our goal is lachios im HaKadosh Baruch Hu kinochach davka b'chol esu b'chol sha'am mamish. Our goal in this world is to literally live life with feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opposite me, is with me in every moment, in every hour. Mamish, but not with me as some type of like esoteric, ambiguous, amorphous entity, but it's always with me in my heart. I feel him. I don't have to understand him to feel him. I don't have to understand him to be connected with him. It's just if a person, I will say, you know, the reality is that most of us close off our hearts. We close off our hearts for a variety of different reasons. Part of it is because often we're afraid to feel. Because I'm nervous that if I allow that experience to happen, then that experience is going to overtake my intellect. And I like my intellect because it allows me to feel in control. When the lave drives things, I begin to feel and experience a lot of things that I didn't know I had in me. And that scares us. But at the end of the day, the only way to truly reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to be with the Seichel. And there's a very simple reason for it. Human intellect is finite. Human intellect is finite. But human emotion, human experience, human feeling is infinite. Because that emotion, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Intellect also comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's something about the non-intellectual experience that spans so much more than the intellect. So the goal in life is to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a state of Ani Va'ata. It's me and it's you. Not me and who. Not Ani Va'hu. Not me and him. Right? Because him is someone who's external, separate than me. It's me and you. But the only way to feel that, says the Mechaber over here, is to allow ourselves to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to experience our Yiddishkeit. Not just through our intellect, but also through our heart. Kofayin Dalet. Reishis Ala Adam. Lahaftim zos heitiv v'mocho v'libo shezet suras pnimius amitis achayim. So first thing, a person has to accept the fact that this is the truly correct approach. Right? You know, a person has to establish themselves. What's the MS? So the first thing I have to do is I have to internalize that this is truly the correct way to live. Kimosh kasa, meaning that not to live ani v'hu, but rather to live ani v'ato. Kimosh kasa v'agra b'reish arachayim shezeh komalas hatzadikim. Like the Gra writes in the beginning of our Achaim, that this ability to live in close connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this ability to live aniva ato, not aniva hu, this is the Ikra Achaim. V'yikva kim machshav to levavo. Person should establish this in their heart. Shekol tachlis esek haTorah hakidosha. V'kiyem mitzvaseha kol pratehem v'diktukehem. What's the entire purpose of learning Torah? The entire purpose of mitzvos. V'chein kol esek b'chol inyan, page kof lamed aleph. Bein ruchni, bein gashmi, eino elo letachlis v'bosai. A person has to realize the entire purpose of life. What is the entire purpose of life? The entire purpose of learning Torah. The entire purpose, ultimately, again, of doing mitzvos. The entire purpose of even my material life. What is my goal? What am I working towards? Lahavi es ha'adam l'mahalich shal chayim sheyichye im HaKadosh Baruch Hu kinochach. The goal in life is to reach a point in my life where I feel like I'm living with God. That's my point. I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani v'hu, but living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani v'ata. Kinochach b'chol is u'v'chol sha'a mamish. To literally, that's the goal. It's such a, if you think about it, it's such a beautiful, beautiful idea. That's my goal in life. To be able to feel like I'm living with the Ribono Shel Olam. I learn Torah, why? Because Torah allows me to learn, to feel like I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do mitzvos, why? Because I'm trying to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I go ahead and I make a parnasa so I can go ahead and do the other things I want to do in life. Why? Because those in some way have to help me feel like I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Iker Tachlis HaChaim. Incredible. Kufayin Ches. La'achar Shebar La'odam Shezu Pnimi Yasamita HaChaim. After we've established that a person accepts the fact that this is the true purpose of life, as I tzarach lahargilas machshavto ulishonu ledaber makadosh baruch hu beloshan nachach deka bechal is mitzvah. Person asks, so how do you do this? So how do I live with God? How do I create the relationship of ani v'hu, ani v'ata, me and you, not me and him? And the first thing the mechaber is, I have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to learn to speak to God. Belechto b'shachba, when I'm walking, when I'm laying down. Bechol inyan v'inyan she'osek yasuach alav im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lashon nochach. I have to speak with God, but how do I speak with God? In plain words. V'yispalo v'yivakesh as Russell. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask yourself, but you know, don't just daven with the words of the Anshe Knesset Gedol. Don't just daven with Shmones, right? Use your own words also. Ulam, ain't kana kavana be'ikar l'inyan atfila. We're not talking about organized prayer here. We'll say the ultimate goal, meaning how do I know if I'm reaching a level ultimately of aniva at of me and you, of real tevekis, of where I feel like I'm living with God? How do I know that? Do I talk to God? And I'll say, you know, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, his mother, I think I mentioned this in this year one time before. His mother died in childbirth, and his father died when he was 5 years old. Baal Shem Tov became a mamish, an orphan with no one in this world at the age of five. And at the age of five, his father was on his deathbed, mamish, no one else in the house. His father calls over his son, little Yisrael, and he says to his son, he gives him a couple of last instructions. And one of the things that he told his son was, make sure to always speak to the Ribono Shel Olam in your own words. Speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you would speak to me. Speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you would speak to your mother if she was in the world of the living. Just speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu using, yes, you should daven, but just speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu using your own words. And the Baal Shem Tov said that lesson made such an impact. It was that lesson that he said allowed him to establish a real Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's describing. It's that lesson that allowed him to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nochach, literally opposite God. That ability to talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu using one's own words, using plain Lashon. That ultimately, again, is what allowed the Baal Shem Tov to fully forge that relationship. And by the way, just so you know, the Baal Shem Tov's great-grandson, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, did the same thing. Rabbi Nachman even took this a step further about using this as an opportunity for his bodidus, going out, being alone with oneself, and just using one's own words to talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Section Kuf Ayin Vav, 176. Levad me'in atfila, yargilas asol daber besignon, ato yisbarach nimsa'imi, ato yisbarach nimsa etzli. Furthermore, again, in addition to tefillah, a person should habituate himself to say phrases like Ribono shel Olam, you are with me, right? Ribono shel Olam, you are right. Nimsa imi, you're with me, or you're next to me. Ani lo levadkan, I am not alone here. Ato iti, you are with me. Quotes over here from Tehillim. Gam kielach beged salmoves lo ira ra ki ato imadi. Ribono shel Olam, Davar HaMelech says, I fear nothing, for you are with me. I'm never alone because you are with me. He goes on, V'chim l'shonos min l'shonos shonim kol echa l'fin yonot. The idea is speak to God. Speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say these things to the Ribono shel Olam using your own words. And the more I speak to God, not as Him, but as you, the more I establish that closeness. Mikol makom hatzad ha'shav shebahen she'emakeh es tibura b'kach she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzav imo mamish mamish. The goal is that through my words I should establish a reality, a feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Ken yargilas atzmo zman uzman intuva. I have to habituate myself to do this. Hein bi'itos p'nai sharegoy mamish. Hein bi'itos miyukados l'chach. I should set aside dafka times to speak to God, but there should also be spontaneous dialogue. Right? There should also be sometimes, again, you know, I'm by myself. We spoke about being by yourself a little bit. I'm by myself. I'm on my own. Speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a Jew's never alone. I'm never alone. Even when there's no other human company with me, I'm never alone. The Ribono Shel Olam is always by my side. Speak to Him. Talk to Him. Ve'idaber kein b'meshech tkufa arucha chodshim v'shanim u'bekach yivaka es ha'elam habore mimenu. The more I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more I make Him a real fixture in my life. But again, not just talking to Him through organized prayer, but talking to Him just a dialogue, just a back and forth. V'yachush b'chol isu b'chol shah, she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo mamish b'tzura shel nochach. I have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Mamish, b'tzura shel nochach, he's literally opposite me. He goes on, v'yimakei deschaya b'inyon zeh, v'chol asiyosav yihiyu ponim le'inyon zeh daiko. And my entire life is focused on one thing. How can I live with God? That's the goal. I want to live with God. I want to walk with God. I want to be with God. I just want to have this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the only way to do that is to establish a relationship of ani va'ata, me and you, not me and him. And the only way to do that is by constantly, well, not the only way, but one of the ways to do that is by constantly speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yafrid avodazu mikol avodosav, Torah, tefillah, gemilah, sadim, v'chulei, v'chulei. Now remember again, this is talking to God is not something separate from my other spiritual endeavors, like learning and doing chesed. Ela, yovin, shebechol inyan tachliso gilu hanochach al yado. Rather, again, it's important to realize that everything I do in my spiritual life is a means through which I could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. So meaning, when I learn Torah, I'm learning the Ribono Shel Olam, I get to understand God, and therefore bring Him closer to me through Torah. When I go ahead and I do chesed for someone, I do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, by definition, when I take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, it brings me closer to Him as well. V'yad tzvik atzmo b'chol inyan l'hasagas hanochach, v'lo yasiach daito me'inyan zeh b'chol esu b'chol sha'am mamish. And a person should keep his mind on this goal of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Kol yimei chayiv mamish mamish ad yom moso. V'az yizakeh lihiyos davok v'tzara b'tzara chayim bo yisbarach shemo. Hein ba'al mahadein v'hei ba'al modas. You both say, this is such a beautiful yisod, which so often we forget this part of our Judaism. You know, we become so focused on the behaviors, on the rituals, on the requirements, which of course are exceptionally important, that we forget the goal. What is the goal? What is the goal of a Jew? What's my spiritual mission statement? My spiritual statement is that I want to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my goal. I want to live with Hashem. That's my goal. I want the life of Ani Va'ata. It's me and you, God, not me and him. You're not separate. I want to be with you. And the way, again, everything we do in our Yiddishkeit is all there to take me in that direction of living and walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the way we have to, in addition to all the mitzvahs, talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say page Kuflame Beis, let's finish this section. It says, V'yuchal la'ha'id b'naf shavol omar, kol yimei b'chad kitshra, iskaratna b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'adam shekulo hiskashros l'kelchai chai ha'olamim. The idea over here is that everything I do is supposed to bind me to the Ribono Shel Olam. Everything I do somehow is supposed to create that cord of connectedness, that a person is supposed to be kulo hiskashros, lema'ala mikolzos, yesh bechina eliona shel hiskalus beinsof, she'alzen ne'emar pe'el pe'adabrebo, v'lo nitel mikasev. So it says in the Chabad something interesting. You know, there is a higher level. There is a higher level than walking with God or living with God. That's the level of peh el peh adaber bo. Mouth to mouth, I speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Mechaber says, v'lo nitin li kasev. That we can't write about. That's that we can't write about. Meaning, but that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. When he says that I can't write about, he's not saying, oh, I can't tell you. What he's saying is, that's a level that is beyond us. That level is gone. So I just want to point something out. You know, just because it's beyond us, doesn't mean at the end of the day that you don't strive for it. You know, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that brings down in Yeredeya. Shulchan Aruch brings down that if a mother cannot nurse her child and she wants to hire a wet nurse to nurse her child, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that preferably a shouldn't hire a Gentile woman to nurse a Jewish baby. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the makar, what's the source for this halacha? So this halacha is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, because what happens, the Medrash brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu would not nurse from any of the Egyptian women, so that's why they had to bring in Yoram Rebbe. So the Satmar Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the old Talibah asks the question, I don't understand, what kind of raya is that? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning Chazal say, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu nurse from an Egyptian woman? Because Pesh, Asla Dabra Mashkina, the mount that was going to talk with the Shechina, shouldn't nurse from a Gentile woman. Okay, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Elamai says, Rebbe, what do you see? What do you see? You see, every Jew has the ability to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single Jew has limitless potential. I have to live my life. The truth is, I know I'm not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, but it doesn't stop me every single day from trying to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I know I'm not going to get to that level, but I spend my life trying to get to that level. So, okay, I know, peh el peh adaber bo, I'm not going to get there, but I'm going to try. I know I'm not going to get there. It's the amazing part about the resolve of the Jew. Even if you tell me something is impossible, I'm still going to do it. You're going to say, come on, isn't that an exercise in futility? Absolutely not. Because even if I don't get to that goal, I still get mala. I still get higher and higher. So even if I know I'll never get to Pe'el Pe'adab Rebo, I'll never get to Moshe Rabbeinu, every single day I'm trying to be like him. Every single day. Some people want to be like Mike. I want to be like Moshe, right? Every single day. That's what I want. I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll never get there, but it never stops me from trying. But again, so there is a higher level. We're speaking about walking with God, living with God. That's the level we're aspiring to. The Mechaber says, by the way, lest you think that that's the finish line. No, no, no. There's never the finish line. We always move the goalposts. So at the end of the day, walking with God, living with God is beautiful. This pale path that awaits us as well. Let's finish this last section. Now the Mechaber says, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, you know what, this is a tall order, right? I mean, this is very nice, walking with God, talking with God, being with God. Sounds beautiful. I know a couple of people this would be great for. No, it's not for me. It's not for me. Because it's why? Because so often when it comes to Ruchnius, when we learn about lofty and beautiful things, we think that these things are beyond our reach. We think they're beyond our reach. We think they're just beyond us. Says in the Mechaber, says it's not true. You know what it just requires? Elazehu inyan shel hergel. He doesn't even say hard work. You know what he says? Habituation. It just means making a habit of it. Meaning if I make a habit every single day of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in first person, not in third person, not about him, but to him. That's how you walk with God. That's how you live with God. It's just a question of being conscious of it and wanting it enough to build it into my daily life. And if a person just does these things with simplicity but regularity, Yiske lachios kein mamish bevadai. If a person just does these simple things, but I have to do it with consistency, with regularity, with simple emunah, just to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you're never alone, Ribono Shel Olam, you're by my side, Ribono Shel Olam, you're with me, Ribono Shel Olam, help me, all the different things, but in my own words, those are the things that create connection, those are things that create relationship. Those are the things ultimately, again, that allow me to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that allow me to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so we'll stop over here for stop here for tonight. We're going to see Emir Tzashem. He's quoting over from the Sefer Torah Samagid. He's actually going to give a couple of etzos that Emir Tzashem we will see will help us in a practical way get there. But again, incredible, beautiful, beautiful idea. Simple, yet so profound and moving.
Very Breslov. You read those little kutrasim from Breslov, they have a lot of these, like, it's much more flowery than a flowery,
right.
But it's...
Same basic yisodos. Meaning, again, but just understand, where does Breslov get that? Breslov gets that from Rabbi Nachman. Right. Rabbi Nachman got from the Baal Shem Tov. Everything goes back, I'm telling you, the entirety of Chassidus goes back to what the Baal Shem Tov, little Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, 5 years old, heard from his father. His father's parting words to him, I can't even imagine, his father's parting words to him was, my son, just speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own words. That's this. That's everything we're learning. Everything traces itself back to that deathbed conversation between an ailing father and his five-year-old son. The entire Ruchnius and Hasidus, and just, it's not just Hasidus, it's everyone. It's everyone. That's how you walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your established Tevekus.
Tom used to hold the door open for all his tamidim. He said, you don't know.
It's got a lot of that. It's got a lot of that. Beautiful.